How do you know if you're drinking too much, that you may be an alcoholic? Well, if you're in college, it can be especially hard to know. 4 of every 5 college students drink alcohol, and about half those students are thought to be binge drinking. For many people, the drinking declines with age. For some, college drinking becomes habitual. Ben Yeager is 26 years old. He's been sober for 7 years. He started drinking in 7th grade, and after years of blackouts and threatened expulsions from school, he decided in college that he needed to make a big change. He wrote about his experiences in the Washington Post, and with many students just back to college now, we wanted to talk to him. Ben Yeager, welcome.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here, and thank you for talking about your experiences. And I wonder if we can start with what a typical day was like for you in college when you were drinking.
You know, it wasn't sort of the obvious day-to-day constant drinking that it would be for someone who's an alcoholic maybe later in life. It was just the sort of, I'd go to class, hang out. It was just sort of the headspace that it would occupy. For me, it was an obsession with when we would start drinking and sort of a concern that there was never enough. So I was just always a little more interested.
You say that even before you had a driver's license, you were blacking out almost every time you drank. Do you remember the first time you started drinking and what the allure was and what it became?
I don't remember the actual first time, but I do remember that sort of fog that would creep in, and I remember that sort of that buzz and euphoria, and I just remember everything else, sort of the volume going down on everything else and just focusing on that, and just thinking, I need to improve this. I just need to feel more of this.
You needed to amp it up. And were there any problems at that point that you were trying to cover over, or was it just sort of life as a teenager?
No, there were no problems. I mean, maybe moderate social anxiety, but, you know, I was in 7th or 8th grade. There wasn't anything serious yet.
When you left school, you describe a time in this piece that you wrote, you had to go to rehab, not once, but twice. What was it like for you both times?
I wasn't resistant. I was sort of all ears, and I sort of kind of bought right in and fit right in, and there was no prejudice that I was too young or everybody was sort of on the same team.
How come you started drinking again after that?
Well, I got back to school, and I just it is the activity. It is the focus, especially when you're a freshman. You know, your peers and your own thinking isn't really complex enough to understand that there are some of us out there for whom this might be a problem already. So I got back and I realized how left out I felt in that moment wasn't worth it.
You begin the op-ed piece that you wrote for the Washington Post saying, "I opened my eyes in a strange room. I was lying on a couch in a dark basement. My skull felt like an eggshell." You go on saying basically you realized that you had to get sober. You were bleeding on this sofa. You felt the dried blood on the upholstery. I mean, that I'm guessing that kind of wasn't the first time that you woke up and didn't really know where you were and you might have been bleeding. What was it about that particular time that made you go straight?
Well, that was by far the most severe that carried with it the most severe legal entanglements, that being a felony trespassing charge into the professor's house.
Can you just describe a little bit about that?
I can't because I don't remember. I don't know why I ended up in that house other than in Pennsylvania where I was. It was a lot of tenement houses that looked very similar. So maybe I thought it was someone else's, but it was sort of the last straw with the school. I did end up coming back, but at the time I didn't think I would be coming back. And it was hugely traumatic at the time. It was enough. I mean, in my head, I thought that I could have been killed that night somehow, somewhere.
One thing that you wrote was rehab had offered no lessons on sobriety in college. Now, you're going to be talking to people, including college kids who are hearing this. What do you want them to know? What do you want those who offer rehab to know?
Well, you're going to hear a lot of people say, oh, you're not an alcoholic. I know what an alcoholic is. And they might think they do, but there's no clear-cut definition of what an alcoholic is. So they just need to sort of trust an instinct if something doesn't feel right.
I guess the question a lot of people listening to this are going to have is, well, if I feel like, you know, my daughter, son, friend, best friend in college, roommate, has a drinking problem, what do I do?
You know, that's a tough situation to be in.
Could anyone have said anything to you that would have made a difference earlier?
No. No, absolutely not. Something had to happen to me. And the bottom line is that there are a lot of kids out there with this sort of same shadow in a world that glorifies binge drinking and glorifies these sort of antics. So it's just a matter of improving the mechanism for which people can identify that they are one of these people.
That mechanism being their own conscience.
Their own conscience, yes, or some sort of social landscape where we're not embarrassed or avoiding or ignoring what we're seeing.
Thank you for talking to us. Ben Yeager, New York-based freelance writer and a graduate of Columbia Journalism School. You can find a link to his essay in the Washington Post about his experiences with drinking and recovery at our website, hereandnow.org. We wish you the best of luck, Ben. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.